You are on a starship that can detect vibrations made by the giant burning balls of gas in space or stars. And as you stand on the bridge of the ship, this is what you hear.
Light, as important as it is, and vision, it's one messenger among many. So having the opportunity to actually listen in to the universe in a more direct human scale way will give you, or the public, or us as astronomers as well, will give us a different perspective, a more human connection to these incredible distances, to these incredible scales and time scales and energies that are almost unimaginable, in fact.
Elsewhere in the universe, if you land on a planet that's not Earth, your voice will sound different due to the atmospheric and gravitational conditions. Your voice might go from this...
My name's Reese.
...to this.
My name's Reese.
You see, even though we all love those stunning images of the dark side of the moon or colourful nebulae or rotating galaxies, astronomy and cosmology are not all about what we can see anymore. Now, more and more space explorers are turning off their telescopes and opening their ears, paying attention to the noises made by objects in the universe, or how physical laws can shape sound in ways that, to us Earthlings, seem peculiar. I'm Adam Smith. Welcome to Pod Academy. Let's go back to that strange and definitely unearthly sound we heard at the top.
That's an old favourite of mine.
This is Professor Don Kurtz, who spent decades listening in to the stars.
When I was a young astronomer, I'm not so young now, you can't hear that on the radio, I'm 63. When I was a young astronomer, I was working in a very remote observatory in South Africa.
It was here that Don made a startling find. He was looking